Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, we are up to Sif Beis, which is on page 286. We're discussing the halachos of Birchas Hashanim, the Sein Tal U'Motar. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Yechidim Hatzrichim L'Motar B'Yamos Hachama, individuals who need rain during the summer. In general, we don't ask for rain during the summer, but if you have individuals that do require rain in the summer, Ein Sho'alun Oso B'Birchas Hashanim. They can't ask for it in the regular place of Birchas Hashanim. Ella b'shomei atfila. Rather, they ask for it where we make our personal bakashos in the bracha of shomei atfila. Vafilu ir gedola kininvei. Even if it's a very big city like Ninveh, o eretz achas kula, or a whole big country, kemo svarad b'chlala, o ashkenaz b'chlala, like either all of svarad or all of ashkenaz, ki yechidim damu, they are all like individuals. And they have to mention it only in Shomei Tefillah. So again, normally we ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim, in Baruch Aleinu, but if individuals need rain at a time where we're not normally asking for rain, i.e. in the summer, so they can't ask for it in the regular place, but they could ask for it in Shomei Tefillah. That's for individuals, and even for entire cities, or even entire countries. Then the Mechaber continues on the next page and says, Mihu, Im be'eretz achas kula hatzrichim motar b'yamos hachama. If in a big country, an entire country that requires rain during the summer months, ta'ba yachir, one individual made a mistake, v'sha'al motar b'birchas hashanim, and he in fact asked for rain in Birchas Hashanim where he's not supposed to. So im rotze chozer u'mispalul b'toras nedava below she'ela b'birchas hashanim. If he wants, he can go back and daven a tefilas nedava without saying v'sein talumotar the second time in Birchas Hashanim. Avol eino mechuyav lachzor klal. But he's not mechuyav to go back. He could just leave it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Ches on the bottom of 286. Ain't sho'alan also. We said individuals who require rain to be b'yamos hachama, they can't ask for it in Birchas Hashanim. Even though we're going to see later on in Siman Kuf Yotes, that one who needs to daven for parnasa, he does it in the Birchas Hashanim. Shani parnasa shu davar hatzarach lakol. Parnasa is different because everyone needs parnasa. The ein bo hezek l'shum adam. Parnasa doesn't hurt anybody. Avol matar yesh bo hezek l'shar aratzos. However, rain, if it's not needed in that country, could be damaging for that country. And therefore, though you could ask for parnasa in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, you cannot ask for rain when it is inappropriate timing. Rather, if an individual needs it, he should ask for it in Shomei HaTfilah, Sivkaton Tes. V'nira de lefi zed, appears that according to this, de kol shekein sheyesh lanu lishol matar v'shomei HaTfilah, achar zayin mar cheshvan, o ben pesach la'atzeres b'mekomos hatzrichim l'kach. If the Mechaber says that individuals or cities or countries that need rain in the summer can ask for it during Shomei HaTfilah, so according to that, certainly we can ask for rain in Shomei HaTfilah after Zayin Mar Cheshvan when they start asking it for it in Eretz Yisrael or between Pesach and Atzeres in the places that need it. The Ha'afilu B'Tkufas Tammuz, the Simen Kvalahim, because even in the summer months where it's a sign of Kvala, Sho'alim B'Shomei HaTfilah. And therefore, it would be logical that the times that are closer to winter and more likely it's needed and it's less of a Simen Kvala, certainly you could ask for it over there in Shomei HaTfilah. But now in the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, the top line of Kuf Mem Dalet, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosav Taz, Hadit Sibur Mutter L'Hispalel B'Shomei HaTfilah, Hainukah Shemispalem B'Lachash. That which a congregation could ask for rain in Shomei HaTfilah, that's during their silent Shemoneh Esrei. Aval lo yomar oso ha-shliat tzibur b'kol rom afilu b'Shomei HaTfilah. However, the Chazan should not be asking for rain in Shomei HaTfilah out loud. U'minageinu k'ayom sh'omra ha-shliat tzibur b'Shomei HaTfilah. But our minhag nowadays is that the shliat tzibur does ask for rain in Shomei HaTfilah. Aval eino omer v'sein talu matar l'chud. But he doesn't say the regular Lashon of the bracha of the Saint Alamatar alone, ki'im b'psukim u'shar l'shonos. Rather, he asks for rain using psukim or other languages, u'kfar nitbas b'sidurim. And these languages are already brought down in the sidurim. U'b'shabbos v'rosh chodesh v'yom tov, maskirin yud gimel midos. On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov, we mention yud gimel midos, v'omrim mizmorei tehillim shel matar k'isa b'sidurim. And there we say also different mizmorim of tehillim that ask for rain like it's brought down in the sidurim. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah, and then we're going to see a bunch of Bir Halachos over here. Sivkaton Yud. So he said a person we said you could ask for it in Shomei Atfilo when it's the summer, but if a person accidentally asked for it in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, then he has to be. Then, if he wants to be chozer umesval benedava, myri shesiim kol tefiloso. That which we say, if he wants, he can go back and daven again benedava, leaving it out of Birchas Hashanim. That's talking about a case where he finished monastery already. Va'oz yachzor v'yisval benedava mitchilas atfila. Then he can go back and daven for the beginning of monastery again. Betaras nedava. V'nizkar kodem shesiim. But if he realizes his mistake before he finished monastery, lo shayach lomar sheyachzor v'Birchas Hashanim v'yisval benedava. It's not try to say that he would go back in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to Birchas Hashanim and daven that part again. B'toras Nedava, Eli Yisayim Mitchila Kol Tfilaso. Rather, he should first finish his Tfila, V'Achakach Yasur V'Yispal B'toras Nedava, and then he should go back and daven again. B'toras Nedava. Sivkoton Yud Aleph. We said in the Ramah, Avaleinu Mochir Lasser Klal. But a person who did stick it in to Birchas Hashanim, he does not have to go back at all. I am B'bir Halacha, which we'll see in a moment. The imlohaya atziras geshamim. If there was not a lacking of rain, v'shal mata b'vinrasenu v'pesach v'ratzeres, and he asked for rain in our countries between Pesach and Shavuos, tzarech midina lachzer ulespal b'taras nedava. In that case, it's not optional anymore. In that case, he would have to go back and daven b'taras nedava because it's not a time of atziras geshamim. We'll see more about that in the bir halacha. The first bir halacha that I'd like to see is the top line of kuf mem dalet, a very important bir halacha. Gives us a very nice understanding of what's going on over here. Ta'am din zeh hu al pi tshuvas harosh shetoma. This whole halacha that we just said, if a person makes a mistake and in the summer he says the same talu matar in Birchas Hashanim that he's going to be okay, and if he wants he can go back and daven b'taras nedava, that's based on the tshuvas harosh, who is bothered by the following kasha. Lama ein anu sho'olim b'zayin cheshvan kivnei Eretz Yisrael. As we learned last time, if you remember, in Eretz Yisrael they started asking for rain on Zayin cheshvan. In Golos, they start asking for rain from the 60th day of Tkufas Tishrei, which comes out, like we discussed, December 4th, December 5th, which is much after Zayin Cheshvan. So Frekta Rosh, why is it that we are asking for rain only from, why are we not asking for rain from Zayin Cheshvan like Eretz Yisrael? Nehi da'anan basar b'nei bavel geririnan. Granted that we are pulled after the b'nei bavel, haynu b'din min adinim shechokum b'nei ma'rovim talmud bavli. That's if there's a machlokas between the bavli and the Yerushalmi, so we go after the bavli. Oh, b'nei chutz la'aretz and b'nei eretz Yisrael, there's some kind of machlokas, we go after the b'nei chutz la'aretz. But this halacha of asking for rain is totally in the nature of the weather in the country. In Eretz Yisrael, they needed rain already, right away, by Zayin Cheshvan. That's why they asked for rain right away, the seventh day of Cheshvan. But if the people in Bavel did not require rain until the 60th day after Tkufas Tishrei, that's why the people in Bavel would wait for that time. The imkain, and if so, according to that logic, any other country, even if it's a chutz la'aretz, if it requires rain in cheshvan, they should logically go after what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael, and they should start asking for rain in Zayin Cheshvan. And also, if there are lands that require rain in the summer, like the example the Rosh himself brings, Ashkenaz needs rain from Pesach until Shavuos. So kol dinam betfilo kemo bimei achorav be'eretz Yisrael. If they require rain between Pesach and Shavuos, the din between Pesach and Shavuos in those places should be like in Eretz Yisrael in the winter. And therefore the Rosh doesn't understand this whole halacha that all of Golos goes after Bavel. If the weather is more appropriate to be like Eretz Yisrael, it should be like Eretz Yisrael. V'kosav ha-Rosh hu neskablu dvarav lifnei chachmei doro. Even though that's what the Rosh really holds, he admits that his psak, his understanding was not accepted by the Gedolim of his time. V'alpizeh kosav ha-Rab Beis Yosef. And based on that, the Rab Beis Yosef says, Nehidu l'chadchila lo kaimelon kavasei. Granted that l'chadchila we do not hold like the Rosh, and you should not ask for rain in Chutz La'aretz from Zayin Cheshvan or after Pesach between Pesach and Shavuos, even if you need rain. You should not follow the Rosh and do that. Kevan shenispashe betfusos Yisrael de lo kavasei. Since the minog has evolved, not like the Rosh. Mikomokom b'dieved. However, Beis Yosef says, with the Evid, Im Yochid Ta Vihiskir Bizman, if a Yochid made a mistake and did mention it, Ein Chayav Lachzor Ulispal El Bataras Nadava. He would not have to go back and daven except Bataras Nadava. And with that, we can understand this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And what he writes, in Be'eretz V'chuli, if in one of these lands, you know, a person made a mistake and asked for it in Birchos Hashan and Pirish. La'afuke im ezo ayoros tzrichim l'matar. This is to exclude if a certain city needs rain. Kol she'ein aleim sheim eretz kichidim dami afilu divri harosh. It has to be, as the Mechaber says on the top line, in Be'eretz Achas Kula, like a whole country, as opposed to one city. This din, that if a whole country needs the rain, and one individual put it in Birkat Hashanah when he wasn't supposed to in the summer, that he's okay, that's tafka because the whole country needs it. Not that only one city needs it. Kach mucha b'tshuvas harosh, v'hu b'beis Yosef, v'afilu b'dyevin im shal mata b'birkat Hashanah choser. But if it's only the city that needs it, it's a smaller area, then even b'dyevin, if you ask for rain in Birkat Hashanah, during that time you'd have to go back. So the din is only applicable if it's an Eretz Achas Kula. That's what's behind this psak of the Mechaber that says if the whole country needs rain, so even though in the Ikra din we don't follow the understanding of the Rosh, but with the evidence we rely on the Rosh, and therefore if an individual in such a country makes a mistake and asks for rain in Birkas Hashanim, with the evidence we won't say he has to go back, except with Taras Nadava that it would be good to go back. Look at the next Bir Halacha, Hatzrichim Matar, and this is already what the Mishabura was referencing in Sifkatan Yud Aleph. I'm just going to read a couple of lines from this one, then we'll move on to the next one. He says, "Mashma k'tas miloshon ze." It's mashma a little bit from the language of the Mechaber that he said in Be'eretz Achas Kula hatzrichim matar b'mos hachama. It's mashma a little bit from the lashon of Mechaber the dafka k'shenetzar hamatar. It's not only that it's a place that needs rain, but also there's some kind of drought. There's rain being held back. They're lacking rain right now. It's not enough that it's just an area that needs rain. It has to be that there's no rain right now. But if it's a country that needs rain, but it has rain, they're getting rain, they're not in the middle of a drought, then machzirno, so then you would go back. Even though you ask for rain in such a place where it's not a siman klala because they need rain, but they have rain, you still would have to go back. And according to what it's mashma the tshuvas harosh, which you mentioned before, which is the source of this whole halacha, hamedinos shetzrichim matar ben pesach la'atzeres can Ashkenaz v'kadome. Any country that needs rain between Pesach and Shavuos, like Ashkenaz and similar places, afilu b'stama dinayu kimo b'imei hachorev b'eretz Yisrael. Even b'stama, their din is like the winter in Eretz Yisrael. Unehidulach alchilah lo kaim lon kavase al koponim l'inyan d'eved ein lachzor v'tzarachian. So the Bir Halacha is just pointing out over here, as he says in the Mishnah in Yud Aleph. Look at Yud Aleph again in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "I am the Halacha d'im lo haya atziras v'shamim v'shal matar b'vinirosenu v'pesav aratzeres." If there wasn't rain being held back, if there wasn't some kind of drought, and a person asks for rain in our countries between Pesach and Shavuos where rain is needed, but there wasn't a drought, there the Mishnah Berurah says, "Tzarech midino lachzor l'sav v'taras nadav." It's not optional. There you would have to. So the understanding of the Chavetz Chaim is that we come out the Fidus Bir Halacha that it's dafka going to be okay that you don't have to go back and do it tefilas nadava. Is only if there actually is a need for rain, and right now there's no rain. So you mamish need the rain. Not that in general it uses the rain in the season, but you actually need the rain right now. Continuing in the next Bir Halacha, Toba Yochid, the Mechaber specifically mentioned that a country that needs rain during the summer, and one individual asks for rain, so then that's okay, b'dyevid. Relying on the rush. But it's mashma that it's only an individual. So the Bir Halacha says in the Vermasio Toba Yochid, Nire Poshet Dehu Adin Im Kolat Tzibur O Hashatz Tov Vishalu Talu Matar. Says the Bir Halacha, the Mechaber is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean only one individual in the Shalish Menesrei. It could be the whole Tzibur asked for rain, or the Shliat Tzibur asked for rain by mistake. Gam Kein Ein Chayv Lachzor. Also, the Tzibur or the Shatz also will not have to go back. Doha Tamu Kemosha Kosav Mahari De Be'emes Nirin Divri Harosh. Because the reason why we're saying b'dyevet it's okay is because we really rely b'dyevet on the rush. V'yesh lismoch olav al koponim l'inya d'yevet. And we can rely on the rush b'dyevet that it's okay. V'imkei malu yochid o shatz v'tzibur. If so, l'fi the rush, why does it matter if it's one individual more than if it's a tzibur or the shatz tzibur? It shouldn't make any difference. So why does the Mechaber say a yochid? Zokta Chavetz Chaim, v'haydi noka yochid, that's what the Mechaber mentions, if a yochid does it, l'rabusa, it's a bigger chiddush. Afilu imrak yochid shal talu matar. Shalom kemina kalat tzibur sham. Even if only one individual asks for rain, which was not the minog in the rest of the tzibur, afilu achi shapir dami. Even so, it's going to be okay. Kevin shetzorech rabim hu. Since it's a need of the rabim, it's a need of this country, but the evidence, okay? V'chein mashav b'levush, and so too is mashav in levush, that this mechaber is lav dafka. Ulapela ala prima godin v'aderachayim shekosu v'dafka yochid. To pella on these other achronim who say the mechaber is b'dafka, and it means only a yochid, aval shatz chozid, the shetzibur has to go back. The Eilam Shuma Korla said there's no source to be mechalek between an individual versus the tzibur or the shliat tzibur. V'od nira v'pshitas. It also appears clear, says the Chavetz Chaim, the hodin nokat yachid. Another reason why it mentions yachid, mishum de b'tzibur afilu b'toras nadava in yachal asur l'espalel. It's because by a tzibur, there's no such thing as a nadava. Like we learned earlier in Simin Kuf Zayin, a tzibur can never daven b'nadava. So the fact that we're discussing here, davening b'nadava, so it mentions a yachid who could daven b'nadava. A tzibur also, but the other would be okay, but they wouldn't be able to daven b'nadava, and therefore it leaves off the case of the tzibur. Avel chiyu b'laka afilu b'tzibur. V'nira du'adim b'shatz. Gam b'mashe kosav ha'prima godim b'mishmiz ozov sef kodim beiz edavkim to'o avel imhezer chozal arosh. The prima godim says this is davka if he made a mistake and he did it, but not if he did it on purpose. La'niyos da'iti lomnu cholem or zeb inyaneinu klal. L'chora, the prima godim is not correct. The reason for the mechaber again for the third time is because we're lying b'dyevet on the shita of the rush. According to the rush, you could do b'mezid. That's the correct nusach of the bracha. Feed the rush. So therefore, the biralach is telling us over here, number one, that taba yachid is lav dafka. Could even be the whole tzibur. Could even be the shliat tzibur. It's just telling me either a chiddush in yachid or the fact that a yachid is shy to a nedava. And number two, the fact that the Prima Gadon brings out over here that it's that ta is bedafk, if he made a mistake, he said that's not true either, because it can be bemazed. Because Lamaisa were relying on the rush. So if he did it bemazed, the rush would say it's okay also. But yeah, you can rely on the rush, even if he did it bemazed. Let's see one more bir halacha over here. Vishal Matar, again, the same, going back in the same topic, that it was a place, a country that needs rain in general during this off-season, during the summer, and an individual, or as we just saw, a tzibur or a shliat tzibur, either by mistake or on purpose, asked for Geshem, so they are okay. If they want, they go back and daven a davar, but they don't have to. Says the Bir Halacha of Vishal Matar, Mashma shebigeshem lo ta'a elo hisnai kishar b'ni adam lo hiskir. This is a very interesting Bir Halacha. The fact that we're only discussing the case of a Sayyid Talam Water, it's mashma, he only made the mistake over there in Birchas Hashanim, but not by Mashiv Aruch HaMeragashim. So he said the Sayyid Talam Water, Livracha, in Birchas Hashanim, but he did not say Mashiv Aruch HaMeragashim. That's what it's mashma. That Begeshem Lota, El Esnaik, Eshayim, and Yadam, Veluhiskir, he didn't mention Mashiv Aruch. And still the Mechaber is saying he doesn't have to go back to Davin again. So he asked for rain, but he didn't mention rain. This doesn't make any sense. For the fourth time, the reason why we're saying B'dyevet is okay by saying V'santa L'matar in the winter is because B'dyevet we're relying on the rush that says any place that needs rain follows the time that they need rain, like Eretz Yisrael. Because in those places, the time that you could ask for rain extends longer. According to the Rosh, it's not only a din in the Saint Talmud Matar, it's also Mashiv Aruch HaMeragashim. The Rosh is explicitly that Allah is the same for the Saint Talmud Matar and Mashiv Aruch. So this person said the Saint Talmud Matar and left off Mashiv Aruch HaMeragashim. The Imkain. If so, Mamarashach. If he's following the rush and he's saying V'sei Talumater, he should have to go back because he didn't say Mashiv Aruach. And if you're not going with the rush, and that's why he didn't say Mashiv Aruach, then he has to go back with saying V'sei Talumater Levracha. So he says, "V'im kein yeshal lasu b'shul shalom argeshem to akosav shon de bedinos elu yelohem adin shal chazara shomer argeshem me'atzeres ve'elach kamol be'eretz shom pesav ve'elach ayin shom." Umashma Shon the Shavan Lagamri, the Rosh is Mashma, the dinim of Mashiv Aruch is exactly like the Saint Talumater. The Imkain, if so, Kihechi the Eretz Yisrael in Lo Hiskir ad Pesal Mazir, and also, the same way in Eretz Yisrael, if you said the Saint Talumater in the winter and you left off Mashiv Aruch, you have to go back. Hachanami Bazar Ateris, in these places that need rain from Pesach till Shavuos, if you put in V'seit al-Matar, Levracha, relying on the Rosh, you should have to put in Mashiv Aruach, and in fact, you should have to go back. So why is it okay? The Mashmos is that he skipped Mashiv Aruach, Amar HaGeshem. V'imkei M'marashach en Yotzei b'tfilah zu. And if so, M'marashach, he shouldn't be Yotzei. Answers the Bir Halacha. V'lchora yiyeh mizeh raya la primigodim. L'chora from here we have a raya to primigodim. Shekosa v'simik kuf yedal ozvav. V'ladasa shulchan aruch behaskara. Afilu eretz achas kula hatzricha matra afilu haki machzirin oso. He says it has to be that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, by Mashiv HaRuach, even in Eretz Achas Kula that needs rain, if you say it, you have to go back. In other words, we're only passing like the Rosh, Lagabe, the Sayyid HaLamotar, not Lagabe, Mashiv HaRuach HaMer HaGashem. We're not passing like the Rosh, but the Yevet, Lagabe, everything he says, only by one thing. V'lo Sfir Lebezeh Klal Ka Rosh. And the Mechaber does not hold like the Rosh, Lagabe, the other Nakuda, Mashiv HaRuach. The Mechaber picks and chooses one thing like the Rosh and one thing not like the Rosh. V'ayin Shom Bibir Alocha Mashiv Gosavdi Odozeh. That's one answer. The second answer he gives is a much clearer answer. He says, "O ulayda Shulchan Aruch maybe bazesh akos of umiyu. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch that says umiyu, this Shulchan Aruch that we're handling the whole time, luminhago minag svarag. He's going lefi the minag of the mechaber, the minag of svarad. Shenohagim lo martal b'mosachama. They anyway say martal in the summer, and therefore when we talk about the guy who mistakenly said in the summer they say talamotel levracha, and we're asking I, but he forgot mashiv haruach haMer HaGashem. It doesn't matter. We're going in the minag svarad in the summer. Even if they're not saying mashiv haruach haMer HaGashem, they say martal, which we learned already many times, but the evidence is okay, and therefore lefi minag svarad, this guy's okay. The shadow doesn't get started." He said v'sein talamotel levracha, and he said mordatal, but the evid covers for mashiv haruach haMer HaGashem, and therefore even if the Rush, it's okay. You don't have to say the first answer that he's choosing one side like the Rush, one side not like the Rush. Like the Rush all the way, but he said Mar Atal, which takes the place of Mashiv HaRuach HaMer HaGashem. Like we looked earlier in Simen Kuf Yadal at Siv Gimel. The Kaimalon Shom B'Siv Hei Dim Hizkir Tal B'Mkom Geshem Eim Azir Noso. We said explicitly over there, if you said Tal instead of Geshem, you don't go back. Then he ends off and says, "It's dochik." I don't hear so much why it's dochik. I think the answer is geshmak. He says, "Aval zeh dochik tas." It's a drop dochik. The maslu betarti svara the Ashkenaz u'masayim b'chada. He says what's dochik a little bit is that the example he gave on 286 at the bottom was a country that needs a lot of rain, like svara b'chola or Ashkenaz b'chola. So he started talking about svara and Ashkenaz, and now according to what we're saying, he's switching back to just svara. I don't think that's such a dochuk, because that was just giving examples of countries. He's still following his shita. His shita is nusach svarad, and therefore I don't think it's fair. The fact that he gave examples of two countries, he's not changing now to one country. He's going with his minog now. That was two examples of countries that need rain. Look at note number 14. He says ulam achozin ish kosav shekozehu rak l'inyan she'elas talumater. So the Chozin Ish says a little bit. He paskins, like the Bir Halacha suggests, that the Mechaber is only going like the Rosh in one aspect. The Chazon Ish paskins that way as well. Shekozo rak l'inyan she'elas talumater. This whole din of the Mechaber is only true if it's l'gabe v'sein talumater, that you said that in the summer. Avol ina askaras mor dageshem she'anu misadrin bo shvacho shomakom. But in terms of saying mashiv haruach haMer HaGashem, where we're setting up the praise of Hashem, tzoruch laleches acharei sidrei Eretz Yisrael. There, everyone has to go after the seder of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein lahaskir geshamim bezman sheb Eretz Yisrael otzrichim osam. And there, you can never say mashiv haruach in a time when Eretz Yisrael doesn't need rain. Ve'afilu b'makom sheb osos man sholom al geshamim talumater. So the Chazon Ish says, Mechalik, the same talumater is shayach to ask for in a country possibly where they need rain. But you never mention rain anywhere if it's a zman where Eretz Yisrael doesn't have rain. And therefore, the whole thing doesn't get started. It's only a din in the Sein Talamotar, not l'gabi mashiv haruach. Let's see halacha gimel. Back in the Mechaber, the third, last line on Kuf Mem Dalet. Im shal motar b'yemos hachama machzirin oso. If one asks for rain in the summer, we send them back. You have to go back if you said v'sein talamotar in the summer. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot in your days, bein sheshal tal olo. Whether you mention tal or not is irrelevant. If you mention rain, b'mosachama, you have to go back. Sivkotun yud gimel, ayin le'el, b'sivkotun yud aleph, v'ayin v'ralocha, de'im shol motar achar achag. That if you ask for rain after the chag, af kodem shishim yom detkufa, b'medinos hatzrichos l'motar b'tchilas achoref. The example we just discussed, if you ask for rain after Sukkot, even before the 60th day of Tkuvas Tishrei, in a place where they need rain in the beginning of the winter, Tzarech lachzor ulesval rak b'toras nedava. Then you go back only b'toras nedava, like we just discussed at length. But in a regular place that does not need rain then, and you ask for rain, b'yemos hachama, the Mechaber says, you have to go back. So what does it mean you have to go back? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudalud, Hainu im okar raglav chozer l'rosh hatfila. If you already uprooted your feet, you took the three steps back, You have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei if you said V'sein Talumater in the summer. This is Nogea right after Pesach. If you say V'sein Talumater, you have to go back. If you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you took your 3 steps back, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. V'im lo akar raglav, if you do not take your 3 steps back yet, chozer l'tchilas birchas hashanah. Then you just go back to Baruch Aleinu. You don't go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If you're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you just go back to Birchas Hashanim. Vafilu im niskar kodem shesiyim habracha. And even if you realize your mistake before you finish the bracha, yachzor gamkin letzilas Birchas Hashanim. You go back to the beginning of Birchas Hashanim. Ayin bir halacha. So look at the bottom bir halacha on the page kufem dalid. Im shol matar ayin b'mishabura detzar lachzor letzilas Birchas Hashanim. We said if you're anywhere in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. And if you just went back to the same bracha, the middle of the bracha, needless to say, if you corrected yourself from saying the same talamata lebracha, you said the same bracha, needless to say, you're yotze b'dieved. Even if where you can't officially correct the mistake you made, but there b'dieved, if you went back to the same bracha, so even though you should go back to the beginning of the bracha, says the Biralacha that b'dieved, if you went back to just the same bracha, that would also be okay. There's a couple of very important notes over here. If you look at note number 16, he writes, the imshal talu mutar be'eretz Yisrael acharei achag kodem zayin b'cheshvin. We said in Eretz Yisrael, they started asking for rain on Zayin Cheshvan. Really, they should have asked after Sukkot, but people have to get home from Aliyah Regel, so we wait till Zayin Cheshvan. What if a person asked for rain, he said, V'sein Talamata in Eretz Yisrael, between Sukkot and Zayin Cheshvan? Does he go back or not? It's a big machlokas aposkim. Shlomo Zalman Arbal says he doesn't go back. Kevad Shenelsev Kizman Geshamim. That's really considered as Man Geshamim already, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem if B'dievet, he said, V'sein Talamata after Sukkot. The afshe gam bizman azeh shayach atam shel ulu regalim shemagin l'Eretz Yisrael. Even though it's shayach the time of not saying it because of the ones who are ulu regal, you have to get home. Mikom ukom ein adavim b'afriya kol kach im yaschul aredes geshem kodom b'chein. It's not so bad if it starts raining already then. So l'chadchila we don't establish it for then. But b'dieved, if you mentioned it, it would be okay. And so too Paskins Rav Yoshev, and so too is Mashiv and the Tila David. Midach on the other hand, das achazonish shechozer. The chazonish is also Mashiv and the Shari Tshuva b'shem the Shalmei Tzibur. That you would have to go back if you accidentally said V'sein Talamatar in Eretz Yisrael between Sukkot and Zayin Cheshvan. Look at note number 17. We said in the Mishabura that if you took your 3 steps back, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But if you didn't take your 3 steps back, then you just go back to the beginning of the bracha Baruch Aleinu. And the Bir Halacha said, B'dieved, if you went back the same bracha, it would be okay. Very important note, note 17. Kavanas Akiras Raglav. When it says you took your 3 steps back, you uprooted your feet. The Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, Shukish Shesayim Esatfila V'Omer Elokai Netzor V'Yulu Ratzon Avsha Dayin Lo Pasa. It's Lav Dafka that you actually uproot your feet. It's called uprooting your feet, but it's just referring to saying already Elokai Netzor and Yulu Ratzon. Meaning you finish Shemoneh Esrei. Even if you didn't take your 3 steps back yet, you're still in place, you still would have to start Shemoneh Esrei again once you said the second Yulu Ratzon. That's very important. And note number 18, V'im Omer Rak Es Hashem, if you just said the Shem, Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha, the Chai Adam writes, Sheyomer Landeni Chukecha, and you realize you made a mistake, you said V'sein Talamata in the summer when you shouldn't have said it, and you're up to Baruch Atah Hashem, you should end over Landeni Chukecha, which is the Pasuk, and that's considered like you're still in the middle of the bracha, and Memele V'yasser L'Baruch Aleinu, and then you should go back to Baruch Aleinu, V'chein Mashmur L'El, so too it is Mashmur that way earlier. Note number 13 gives us a little bit of a chazar what we learned about countries like Argentina and Brazil and what they should do when the summer over there is the winter and the winter is really the summer. But we're not going to go through that whole note now again. But that's a very interesting note to see. We discussed it in a previous note, but we'll leave it off for everyone to do individually. And we'll continue on Meretz Hashem tomorrow night.